In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So Stacy's like, well, I don't think that divorce should ever be celebrated, but I'm not Ashley. And it also didn't take me 10 years to get divorced. So she's in a different place than me. I'm a fast divorcer and everyone knows it. You also weren't fighting for money though, Stacy, because as I recall from your divorce, you were like, I don't care. I don't need any money. Surely he'll keep providing.
Exactly.
Like, dummy. Yeah. And also maybe you weren't ever really getting divorced. I don't know what the story is with her at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So she asked about the boys and everything. And then Ashley's best like, you know, last time that we saw each other, it got a little tense. And, you know, and I understand why you left. It was probably pretty embarrassing for you to show up in the same car as someone else in our group. It's mortifying. But I really wish you hadn't left. And Stacey's is like, well, I just felt like I was being ganged up on. Do you think it was too harsh? I'm just asking because you said you understood why I left. And now she's like, well, the thing is, like, just a few days before, Giselle and I, we went to this Essence Black Women in Hollywood luncheon. And there was someone there. And, well, she's an actress. So pause for respect and admiration. Okay, yeah, we spoke to an actress. And she was like, I got to talk to you. And Stacey's like, okay. And she proceeds to show me screenshots of like legal documents that say that, you know, you're the defendant and that TJ is the plaintiff. So I'm like, is he actually trying to sue Stacy?
I don't even know what to say to that. Okay, so it's true.
Yes.
That's crazy. Stacy, okay, what I'm saying is you're not going to maintain to me that you're telling the truth, like you're being truthful. And she's like, I'm telling you everything I have told you has been the truth, but I can't talk about someone who brought you. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Do you want to know the real truth, Ashley? Yes.
Yes.
I forgive TJ.
Oh my God, so good. Like the way she tees up a fake reveal. This is twice in one episode. I have forgiven TJ and he has gone on with his life and I am a completely new space. I'm like, you know, if he is suing you, it's not like you don't get to say you've forgiven him and therefore it's over. No, he has to forgive you if he's suing you.
Oh, fuck this guy.
He's suing you. Ashley's no, I'm just like, saying, really theoretically, the logic is that. No, like, no, if I someone know. Says, I heard that someone's suing you, and you're like, it's okay, because I forgive him.
I forgave him, yeah. Court dismissed. Case dismissed. I forgave him, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty much it. Obviously. Now. Ashley's like, it's just really hard to talk to you while you're eating a lollipop made out of, is that a dead fish? Got a snack. I've just got a snack, Ashley. You know, listen, I've forgiven TJ and I'm not going to rehash and go back and forth about an imaginary friend and imaginary documents. And she's like, oh, really? So there's nothing imaginary about her. She is very much in the flesh. Nell Carter. That's her name. Nell Carter. That's who it is.
Nell Carter died. This is the epitome of an imaginary friend. She is not with us anymore.
Fine. Jack A. Harry. I said it. Jack A. Harry has the goods on TJ.
Okay. Well, I don't even know who that is. What do you mean you don't know who that is? Oh, Mary. You don't know who that is?
Oh. Who is Mary? I don't even know who these people are.
It's literally the sitcom that took place in D.C. Do you not realize the sitcom from our neighborhood?
I don't understand.
Oh, I'm currently dating Lester. Does that count for anything? Wait a minute. Hold on. I need to Venmo Lester. Hold on. Give me a second.
Hold on. I'm getting a call from Calvin. 1 second. So Ashley's like, this is why everyone thinks that you're fake. And she's like, well, let me tell you this. She's like, well, and this is why Kay is calling you fake. And this is why girls think this. And I'm trying to understand. She goes, well, I don't care if you think that I'm fake. And so Ashley's like, well, so you're just going to lay and wait until someone potentially comes out, until it potentially comes out, right? She goes, I am not going to lay and wait. I have been living a beautiful life with Arabella and my ex. We just went to a very interesting Indian Moroccan fusion restaurant. They put a tagine lid on my head, which I did not appreciate, but it's their art, and I'm not going to say no to their art.
Well, you know what? She says, yeah, I've been living a beautiful life. She goes, oh, okay. Well, in the event that he doesn't come forward, she goes, well, that's new information for you. It's not new for me. It doesn't matter what anyone says. And if you want to keep talking about this, I will leave. Gilda.
Gilda's like, yeah, it's great being part of this conversation, ladies. I just love seeing you both.
Does anyone want a snack? I got some Mott's applesauce. So Ashley's like,
I just want you to be honest.
Wait a minute,
okay?
Before you leave, I just want you to know that Lester says that you owe him some money.
I don't even know who Lester is. Who is this woman? That's Pearl from 227. Hey,
has
Pearl,
there always been a window here?
On your phone?
She probably would. That's someone I would believe.
Pearl, I would 100%.
Pearl would totally have that. She's like, you want to see this? Pearl's got the goods.
I love Pearl. So,
R.I.P. Helen Martin.
Ashley's like, so wait, just be honest. Are you actually divorced? She goes, oh, I am absolutely divorced from this conversation. She's like, wait a minute. Well, why isn't it in any databases? I actually searched the databases of the state of Virginia.
Because it's not anybody's business to know where it is.
But it's public. That's how it happens.
Well, I don't do that. I don't have to divorce in public or with the government or let anyone know or even get divorced.
But wait a minute. You want to see if I'm divorced? Because it's clear as day. It's in the Virginia database. And Ashley's like, yeah, if you search me, it's very public that I'm divorced, but I couldn't find Stacy to save my soul. And
but then also, why aren't you also looking up TJ's lawsuit in public databases? That's what's confusing to me.
Well, that's true. Yeah, Ashley's so concerned about how this all works. That's true. It would show up in the public database. So
see it all the way through, girl. So Ashley's
it would, even if you're suing civilly, right? Even if, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Civil is still governmental. So
I feel like I should be out there. So Stacy tells us, why does she have time to Google about me? She needs to be Googling a voice coach, okay? And then we see all those headlines from when Ashley sang.
This made me LOL. I was dying because then they put all the headlines of Ashley just crashing and burning doing the Roberta Flack thing. And then coming back and being like, wait a minute, that was just a bad day. I couldn't hear the band. I'm going to do it again. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
She should not be worried about my husband or my marriage or Arabella. If we are supposed to be friends, I just don't understand. Why wouldn't she just ask me? I'm like, she is literally asking you right now, and it's one-on-one.
I don't like liars, except for Giselle. Well, do you know that I'm a liar? She goes, well, I don't know that you're not a liar. Okay, well, once you speak to your imaginary friend, who is very real, she vacuumed a fish out of a fish tank and was also in Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, I don't care. You're making it sound like I'm misbehaving.
You ain't misbehaving.
Anyway, listen, I don't want to hear
no
about this
anymore. No, Carter Jack, okay? Harry, it's a real person.
Look, I don't care about this. What if you can show me these documents, then we can rekindle our friendship. It's like, okay, then Stacey, you can take a pause. You love to walk off. And so Stacey is like, of course, going to storm off again. And that's exactly what she does.
Yeah. And so Ashley's like, what is she running from? I should be running after she blew that hot ass breath in my face.
You'll just like, tell me about it.
Oh, gosh. So now Giselle is just walking around her house going, I feel so pretty. Look at me. Oh, let's look at the hair today. Oh, yes, hair. Oh, yes. And she's like, I'm so happy being alone. And then we just see Giselle doing alone things like looking at her phone on her bed and then calling herself pretty in the mirror. I mean, I get it. I live alone.
Giselle.
And I do walk around doing that. Like, God, I love this.
The last like 2 or 3 years have been storylines of Giselle's daughters going off to college. And now the storyline is her daughters have gone to college. So we're getting incremental progress on Giselle's boring home scenes.
Yeah, love it. So she tells us her typical day in her life is working out, working on projects that she's working on. Reasonably shady. GNA. Do I have time for men? Yes, I do. Giselle has been in the streets. So now she calls Ashley and they're talking about the bloom party. It's time to bloom. We got to bloom. We're blooming.
Yeah. And she's like,
it's going to be a Cinderella's ball, but also blooming, but also Cinderella.
So she's like, oh, I love that. And she says, I think I might bring my friend Tia. She's super sweet and a real British person. So you'll love her. We're going to have a fabulous time.
So she invited Stacy, but she's not sure she's going to happen because things blew up. And she does an imitation of her. She's like, Ashley Darby, I've never lied. Oh. And she's like, yeah, she says that was an imaginary person with an imaginary document.
And Giselle's like, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. And Ashley's like, what I'm really trying to understand is what are you about? Are you even divorced? Like, you know, I couldn't even find it in the database or anything. And Giselle's like, this bitch isn't even divorced. And she's like,
So now we go to Kierna, and Kierna is visiting new housewife Angel. We meet her husband, Bobby, who I know that's a phone in his pocket, but I could not. I was like, I need to rewind this just to watch that phone swinging around in that pocket. Like,
I know, because he was like sitting on the counter and like, his pants were like all, and then he like jumped off the counter and everything like bounced. And I went back. I was like, let's examine that for a moment. Bobby.
It's like literally Bobby, the shape Bobby. Of a giant phone. And I was still like, that's hot.
He's also like 10 feet tall. Yeah. I was like, Bobby. So then Kierna's like, I love me some Angel. Like, me and Angel have been friends for a very long time. And apparently they've been friends since they were 18. And they've worked together and everything. And like, Angel was her client. And then they worked at BET and all this stuff. And so this is like Kierna's big find is Angel.
So Angel says that the biggest misconception about her is that people think she's a bitch because she has a resting bitch face. But she's a girl's girl. She serves matcha tea to her guests. And she has wellness retreats. So...
yeah, she's a Maryland girl, but they moved to Colorado because Bobby was with the Broncos, but now Bobby's back. And they're just like happy to be back in the DMV because this is their home. Also, they can be on TV.
Yeah, and so they go hiking. Hiking and, not really hiking, kind of walking down
a path
behind the houses or whatever. And then she talks about her business, Wonderland Outdoors, which is basically luxury outdoor experiences, which is an oxymoron, if you ask me. walk Beat around me on that in one, mosquito Robbie. Invested nature.
Full agreement over here.
You would. No, thank you. But she loves meditation and mindfulness, which leads me to believe that she's going to be crazy because I don't know anybody into meditation and mindfulness that's not a nutcase. And if you're out there being offended right now, you know that it's true because.
Yeah.
Think about your inner voice, what it's telling you. Why do you need to meditate? Because you want
need to meditate so much. Think about it. What led you there? What got you to that place? What took you to that place? And I say this as someone who is sort of like into yoga these days. But look, I mean, hey, I'm a bitch.
Yoga's so different. And also, I think it's partly projecting because I do meditate. And every time I try to meditate, it's because I'm like being horrible or like I have some like deep seated issue. And I just, it's so hard to meditate, like to just sit there.
I do laugh at all. Like, I mean, I really enjoy yoga, but I do laugh at all the things like, if you have this in your practice, feel free to do this and think about the earth and what the earth gives, and we're in our sixth season, and blah, blah, blah. I always am like, just tell me where how to stand.
You're like, God, but just let me bend far enough to blow myself, please. It's the only reason I'm here.
I'm like, just please tell the hot guys to take off their shirts already. We're 20 minutes in.
Can we get some kundalini up in this bitch? Thank you.
It is pretty funny. I don't know if this is sort of a universal yoga thing, but definitely in Hollywood where there's like all these hot guys who go to the yoga classes, like within like a minute, they're always like, oh, it's hot. And they all take off their shirts. It's like, I mean, it's great for those of us who like to look, but it's also hilarious because they just always want to show off. It's fun.
Well, shit, I'd go to yoga if I knew it was going to be like that. I'd be the one like with an oversized t-shirt in the back, probably with a floaty around my waist. Like it's not even a pool. I'll put sunscreen on. I'll be like, oh, I'm just here to relax. And you guys go ahead.
I'm the one with like a little puddle of sweat by my foot slipping and sliding. And like, for some reason, I'm always the one where like when the, like, I never go in the front row because I don't need people to see me in my bad form. But then it's like we rotate somehow. I'm always like in the front, like when there's like a rotation, and it's like, okay, do this pose. And I'm like flopping over and losing my balance. And I'm always the worst one in the class, but.
Well, you know what? It's called a practice for a reason. It takes practice. So Angel, they're gossiping and they're talking about the ladies and who they like and who they don't like. And Angel's like, oh, you know, the funny story about Ashley, she was my bottle girl. She used to be my bottle girl.
Yeah.
And Kierna's like, yeah, I can see that. She's got bottle girl energy.
It's a funny thing to remember. Is the implication that when she says my bottle girl, did she have events and she would hire Ashley, or was she running a restaurant?
I don't know. She says it L2, but I don't know what that is. So
L2 must have been a club.
Oh, and we see pictures of Ashley as a bottle girl. And yep. Angel says that she knows Wendy from college because she was roommates with her college big sister. And so she doesn't know her very well, which is, I like that she's like, I don't really know her, but I know, you know, I don't know her well, but I know her. And because, of course, Wendy's going to try and be shady about it later. And this girl's like, yeah, I don't care about bragging that I know Wendy. Like, who the fuck cares? I saw Wendy. Mm-hmm. And I like how she describes her. She goes, yeah. I definitely remember Wendy in school. She was the one walking down the quad in suits.
Yeah. I so see Wendy being the one wearing suits in college. So Kierna now is going to launch her storyline for the season. She says, you know, she's like, you know, we've had this year in general, and I feel like there's been lots of microaggressions. So she's like, recently I was like in LA and like at the NAACP awards, and she kind of got like weird about saying she was actually going, even though she knew I was going. And she explains that like she was at an event, and she's like, and you could see me coming in because she was already seated. So anyway, I sit down and I'm waiting for her to turn around and like say like a little something, and I got nothing. So, which is a different story than later on the issue. There's actually, I guess there's a series of these. There was the NAACP thing. There's this where they were at a seated event and Wendy, I guess, didn't turn around to say hello. And then there's the issue that comes up later on about sponsorship and speaking.
Well, this is weird because even this one, even how we're hearing it now, I was at an event. You could see me coming in because she was already seated. So anyway, I sit down. Okay. So you saw her seated. And you didn't walk up to her and say hello? That's weird. I wouldn't sit down and wait for somebody to get up and come say hi to me. You see how I am at a party. If I see somebody I know, I walk right up to them and say hi, and then I go sit down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sit down and then like do a wait off with people. That's so weird. You were standing up. It was up to you to go walk over and say hello.
I agree. I also think that like in general, if you walk into a room and there's someone that you're hoping says hi to you, you have the ability to go and say hi to them instead. Like you don't have to like make it into a... into a test.
Yeah. But that being said, because you're just going to stress yourself out over it.
Yeah. But that being said, like, Wendy is a bit of an asshole. And I think that Wendy's like, okay, I spent all of last year trying to do like, have like a nice edit and pretending like I like this girl. And now I'm off camera. I don't have to do it anymore. I'm not going to say hi to her. But at this point, honestly, I was actually on Kierna's side. I was like, despite the fact that she should have gone and said hi to Wendy, I was like, I can see Wendy being cold and it like not feeling good. So I was like,
yeah, okay, we've heard it before from other housewives, right, about Wendy. So for that reason, I was like, okay, I could see Wendy being like that. But the way she told the story, I was like, no, I'm going to go on Team Wendy for this one because she should have walked up to her and say hi. But that's, you know, that's just right now. It changes a million times over the course of the episode, right?
I was about to say, like, this
more
is my reaction right now.
Guys,
it's going to be a real-time experience for us. You're going to see exactly how our emotional reaction changes to the storyline.
But this is also my favorite thing about Real Housewives in particular, is that this is what you worry about on these shows. Like, oh my God, she walked into a party. Who should have said hi first? Like, I love those discussions.
I love it because it's actually so real.
Yeah,
I think it's so real. And this is, again, I'm going to get on the soapbox because who cares? But I this is why I can't stand when people who don't watch these shows kind of like brush it off as like, ugh, isn't that just like women bickering? I'm like, yes, but it's actually also people talking about the shit that we all talk about, because like we all have those moments where like, I just had one the other night. I had one the other night where I went out to dinner with a friend and ran into another person. And I felt like that other person was like really kind of ignoring me, and I had to engage with them for them to sort of engage with me. It was still nice, but I was like, that person was like icing me out a little bit. What weren't they? And then my friend was like, no, I don't think so. But like, that was something that was on my mind, and that was something that we talked out a little bit. And then like, it ultimately was not a big deal, but like, it was something we talked out. And so like, when you watch these shows, people are talking about the shit that we talk about. And so I hate so much when people dismiss it. Like it's not prestigious enough. I'm sorry. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we're not watching a chef stare out into the sunset while he ponders his own artistic qualities. I'm sorry that we're talking about shit that all of us talk about. Sorry. Sorry. Soapbox.
Sorry, okay.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now let's go to the second bloom with Ashley, the second bloom ball. Okay. Lots of fake flowers everywhere. It's, you know, I guess nice. And all the housewives are like, what the fuck is this thing? And Wendy's like, second bloom? Is it annual? And like, I don't get it.
Did we miss the first one? Yeah, Ashley is like, now that Karen's not there, Ashley's trying to pick up the torch of the nonsensical party for herself thing. So yeah. Giselle's like, I'm confused because let's just have a party. And let's just say that we're getting divorced. We're exciting and we're happy. We're excited and happy. Let's just do that. So Ashley's saying like how there's so many people coming and she just wants everyone to see her sprawled out on the stairs. Like, there's a lot of staircase stuff that happens on Potomac. How many parties do you see?
Five stories there on the East Coast.
How many parties have people coming down the stairs?
But
Mia
we get that
and Gordon
when
coming
we go
down
there.
Staircase.
Everywhere we go there, whenever we go visit there, and it's a great place, by the way, it's a great city, but it's all stairs. Like, what the hell? That whole city is built on stairs. It's crazy. Remember that time we went to an after party or something after one of our shows? And they're like, oh, it's just right down the street. It was not down the street. It was like a mile away. And then we got there and it was like three stories up. Only
to get to a beer garden. Too much. Too much.
I was dying. And it was summer. It was crazy. It's a lot of stairs there. So, it's typical. Here we are at a Real Housewives of Potomac party with stairs. So people are coming in and we meet Tia. She comes with Giselle and,
love this lady.
She met her at a Sotheby's event. She's a very high end realtor. Okay. And Tia was just selling a $6.4 million home. And we bonded over raising twins. She's a refined lady. If you're going to cuss somebody out, you at least cuss them out with like subject verb conjugation. This is a woman who knows what dubious means.
Who
I am prim and proper, darling. If I were a Spice Girl, I'd be Posh Spice. I definitely had some Rolls Royces growing up.
And we see pictures. She does come from wealth, which is always exciting for me.
She's like, I'm from London, but my family is part of the royal family in Nigeria.
And then we see her grandfather, who is in like a wig, which I love. And she's like,
I am a princess. Where's my tiara? Where's my tiara? Can someone bring it? No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Not really. Where's my tiara? Is anyone?
So they come in and there's a random lady there dressed in a big flower dress and posing. And Giselle's like, what are you doing, Bridgerton? What is this?
She's like,
it's a spring theme. I'm not allowed to talk.
It's like, yes, yes, it is. Then we see Charisse. We all love some Charisse cameo. Charisse always looks like she just came from a very humid environment. Hello. Like her hair is always like, her hair was nice, but it's always sort of like flopped down right on her face. And she's like, oh, hello. Love the accent. Is that a pun?
And then Kieran and Angel come and everybody's saying hello and meeting each other. And Giselle met this chick already. She met Angel already. And they bonded because Giselle has a daughter named Angel. Okay. So now Stacy comes in and she's like, the Lord never ceases to amaze me about how he inspires me to be the bigger person.
I'm so impressed with the Lord that he made me go to the television event that I'm supposed to go to. I love that she is somehow like adding a layer of like divine intervention to why she's going to the second Bloom party.
Oh, the Lord spoke to me and said, you better go to that party and enjoy a free cocktail from a lady dressed like a flower.
Even after the way that Ashley treated me, I'm choosing to show up for Ashley because this is an opportunity for us to reset and take a step forward.
Excusez-moi. So Stacey comes in, she meets Tia and Angel and Kierna, but she's like, ignores Kierna, you know, because the Lord didn't tell her she had to actually be nice. She didn't have to reset with Kierna, just with Ashley. So Kierna waves like, hi. She's like, oh. And she's like, oh, you didn't say hi to Kay. She's like,
nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. It's like very cold. So they're going to have a nice little beef this season.
And Wendy sees Angel and goes and gives her a hug. And she's like, oh, a familiar face. So yay. Do you remember Angel while you were at Temple? And she's like, no, I don't know her. Familiar face, yes. But same circle? No. Dun, dun, dun. Wendy always cracks me up with this shit because that was her storyline the first season. It was Karen being exactly this way to her and being like, oh, so we're on a board? I don't know her. We're not friends. Mm-hmm. And her being like, we surf on boards together. And now she's doing the same thing.
The Head student forward. Becomes the teacher.
Absolutely. So then an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second Bloom Ball. Without further ado, please direct your attention to witness the blossom of Duchess Darby.
Stacey's like, did he say Duchess? So Angel goes, yeah, bottle girl the Duchess. Yeah, I love a good come up story. Good for her.
So Ashley arrives at the top of the staircase. She's in her big gown, but there's like these big sparklers at the bottom. And she's like afraid to proceed any farther because she thinks she'll be caught on fire. So she just sort of stalls out mid staircase. Like, come on down. Come on, Ashley. She's like, I can't do it.
So she gives a speech. Her first bloom was as a wife and a mother to her two amazing counter-sitting sons. And as the seasons have changed and she transitions to the end of her marriage, some people were questioning whether she was even getting a divorce, which now she's doing herself this season. But here she is ready to embrace her second bloom. So thank you for coming tonight. Thank you all. Let's party. So Charisse goes up to one of the party performers who's doing like acrobatics. And she's like, this is so neat. I could get a job doing this. What's the prerequisite? She goes, gymnastics.
that pulls me out. Please show footage of Charisse falling over on one of those hoverboard things. Like, yeah, I don't think this is really meant for you, Charisse. Question. I have a question about blooms. So Ashley's first bloom is her children, basically, and her marriage. And now this is her second bloom. And her kids are still, like, really young. I, I don't know why. I feel like there needs to be more space between your blooms. Otherwise, it feels like this is still part of the first bloom a little bit. You know, like I get it. It's like a new life. You're divorced, new chapter. But I feel like if she said new chapter, I'd be okay because chapters come one after another. But I feel like when a flower blooms, then it dies and then it goes through a winter and it's like a dark winter and then it blooms again. And I feel like she's sort of gone from like the flower died and like bloomed the very next day. Right. I feel like I
no, that divorce was 3 years. That was a long time.
But I feel like she was still blooming then. She never seemed like it was never like, oh, Ashley went through a hard time. Like, I feel like Karen Huger could have a second bloom. She went to jail. I don't know. I feel like thematically, like she was dealing with that divorce, but I felt like, I don't know. I felt like she didn't hit her winter. Right.
Listen, she got rid of Gollum and now she's rich. I say throw a party. Call it whatever the fuck you want to. Yeah. She's like, wasting the money that I got out of Michael. Just call it that, you know? People would have been like,
divorce is the shit storm. So I support the party. I just was like, I didn't like the naming of it. I would have liked it to be a new chapter party instead of a second bloom. That's all.
I just wish flowers weren't such wussies, you know? Like, just fucking be a flower. Like, why do I have to sit around and wait for you all year? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, why do you have to end?
You know how much water you're taking just sitting there doing nothing? Like, the least you could do. That's why I like a cactus. Like, that big penis one behind me back there. It just,
you know, the thing is like a flower.
It's like, feed me, don't feed me. What the fuck do I care? I'm going to stay like this forever.
The thing is with the flower, I've got this one flower that I have up in my little herb garden area, and it blooms at different parts of the year, and then it goes away for like a few months, and then it comes back. And I feel like every time it comes back, we have to like be like, oh my God, the flower's back. Look at it. The flower came back. But it's also kind of like, I feel like I'm being manipulated. It's like, you know, you could be there the whole time. So why don't you just be there the whole time?
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop wasting my time. Why do I have to just sit around and wait for you? It's like it's like when you're going out with a friend and they make you sit there and wait for them to get ready for an hour. And then they come down and they're wearing the same thing they wore last week and the same hair.
And then you have to praise
and
them.
The same makeup. And you're like, you didn't even make any effort to do anything new. Like, did you just pick that up off the bedroom floor? You came down the stairs, the same fucking person I went out with last week.
And then you have to praise them because they're having their bloom of an outfit. It's like, you know what? If you just fucking flowers,
the Timu bloom. Okay. So, Wendy is wearing a big over the top, you know, kind of wedding dress to this thing. And Giselle's like, oh, you're wearing a blue version of my pink dress. I inspired you. She's like, not really. This is archival. Oh, you stole it from me. Archival. So Kierna comes over and she's Wendy says,
they're bantering a little bit about the dress. They're bantering. Yeah, Kierna sits down while they're just having banter.
Yeah. They're just still talking about the dress. And Kierna's like, well, that's being a little rude because I'm sitting here too. And she's like, I wasn't being wooed. Like, Giselle and I were having a conversation. I'm not trying to be rude to you. Just, well, it was rude just to act like I'm not sitting here. Like, I hate that I'm interjecting. What are you doing? Kierna was called boring and now she's going to come in and she's going to just try and start stupid shit over nothing. And I'm actually here for it. I love effort.
Yeah, I actually do love the effort. I really do. And also, because unlike a Mia, it feels like she's starting a fight. Like it feels like last year she kept stuff in and this year she's like, you know what? I feel this way. I'm going to voice it. And I like that because I feel like it's like a little bit more authentic. That being said, when she sat down, I did rewind it two or three times and someone went, hi. Like when she sat down, they literally said hi to her. And,
she's being ridiculous,
but I'm like at the same time, like Wendy does, as you said, she has a history of kind of icing people out and being kind of an asshole. So I was still kind of like, you know, I'm a little bit on Kierna's side for this. Okay. Even though it's like a little ridiculous that she's being like, you're being rude to me. I'm like, well, you did just sit down and interrupt their conversation. They're allowed to finish their thoughts, whatever.
So just say, like, I'm usually ready to not be on Wendy's side, but this whole episode, I was like, I'm swinging Wendy on this one.
Yeah.
Because she seems to be trying so hard to start a fight. And I love that Wendy's just looking at her like she knows exactly what she's doing. And she's like, oh God, so now I have to fight with this one. Oh geez. Like she's not even into it at all. She's just like, oh God, I'm bored even looking at you. I have to have a conversation with you. Oh, God.
It's also like, oh, Kiarna, be careful. Tread carefully, because Wendy is... There are few people, I think, on Bravo who are as, like, really good with their words as Wendy. Like, Wendy, like, destroys people, I think, all the time. So Kiarna's like, well, I've been wanting to talk to you because I felt extremely taken aback by you. I felt like we have this, you have this thing we do in your friendship that's phony. And like the energy that you and I have when we talk on the phone is not the energy that you'll meet me with on the outside. It's like completely different. Like, you know, remember when I called you, I chat with you and I said, hey, Wendy, are you going to the event? And you said, yeah, I'll be there. And I said, okay, I'm going. I'm going to be sponsoring. And we see an image that shows that there's going to be like a gift bag and Kiarna's products will be in the gift bag. And so I guess she was excited about this. So she was telling Wendy this. And she's like, you know, and then you were like, great, I'll see you there. But then I get there and you're a speaker. And I was like, in my mind, this, I was like being like a little cheerleader to her. And then like slowly I was like, my pom-pom started to like slowly fall down by my side. Like, wait, is this what you're meant? Wait, what? What?
Yeah, Wendy says so. Issue? What's wrong with that? Well, but if I'm sponsoring and you're a speaker, then that, why wouldn't you share that? Well, maybe because you were basically kind of paying to be there in a way, right? You're showing up with products to give people and sponsoring the event. And she didn't want to upstage you by being like, oh, you're sponsoring? Well, I'm speaking there. Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe that's giving her too much credit, but I don't know. Maybe she assumed you knew she would be a speaker. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she assumed you read the program of the event that you were sponsoring.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I was hyping you, though. I said, you know, I didn't just say I'll see you there. I said, yes, come on, sponsor. Like, I was hyping you. And she says, I don't think it was that moment to say, oh, by the way, I'm speaking. But that's just me. So I think she was trying to not make you feel nice. Bad.
She was actually, Wendy was being a really big person because she was saying, she wasn't like clearly, Kiarna was excited about being a sponsor and Wendy did not want to one-up her. I actually think that was an incredibly gracious thing that Wendy did. And so now hearing this side, I'm already like cringing because it's like, oh, Kiarna, I was rooting for you, but now I'm realizing, no, you kind of got this one wrong.
So she says, okay, but then, you know, okay, well, here's where I think it looks different. So at the event, no, hey, girl, no, hi. And she goes, I was on the stage.
Like, I was like, what?
What would you want me to do? Like, as I'm speaking, stop what I'm doing and wave at you? And she goes, well, if I see my friend in the crowd, I'm going to wave to her. I'm going to do a friendly nod to her or something. And she's like, I was speaking.
At this point, I was like, okay. No, sorry, Kiarna, you lost. No, I'm Team Wendy now.
This like, is to me,
I was cracking up. I was like, getting the full story, I was dying. I was like, you set me up to be anti-Wendy, and it turns out you're the idiot in this situation.
So Wendy's like, okay, so this girl's mad, but shouldn't I be mad that she's not celebrating my thing and saying congratulations? Like, that's weird.
Yes.
So she goes, okay, well, prime example was back at the NAACP Awards. We go to the red carpet and the first thing you say to me is, oh, hey, did you do your own makeup? You did that. And Wendy just starts laughing and she's like, I'm confused. Okay, but maybe she just said like, oh, my God, did you do your own makeup? Like, maybe she meant like, yeah, it looks nice. Who did it?
It could go both ways.
Did you do it?
That one could go both ways. We need to hear how it was said because it could be said. I was thinking the same thing. It could have been actually like, oh, my God, this looks great. Did you do that yourself? That looks great. But it also could have been a dig. And I don't know which way it was. But now, based on the larger context of Kiarna being super sensitive, that Wendy did not stop her speech on stage to like acknowledge Kiarna walking in the room, I'm going to assume that Wendy said it nicely, but Kiarna was feeling self-conscious about the fact that she did her own makeup, that she only like she sensed negativity in it.
Yeah. So she's like, that was shady. I mean, who says that to their friend? And then they show a picture, makeup in question. It's like, don, 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 Kiarna's face, which is, by the way, perfectly fine makeup. But I love that the editors were like, oh, look at her hideous makeup. So Kiarna's like, do you understand where I'm coming from? And she's like, no, because you're reading into things. But if that's how you receive it, then I can accept it. And she's like, I'm just confused. She doesn't know how to be a genuine friend. I mean, I just need clarity. And you're just acting like, I mean, what the hell? So then we cut to Giselle and she's talking to Angel about Ashley. about how sweet she is. And Ashley goes, and Giselle goes, oh yeah, until she's not. Duh. So then Ashley is like, well, just don't lie to me, okay? Because, you know, your breath can stink, which, you know, some people. And Giselle goes, it happens. It happens.
They got to, excusez-moi. And Angel's like, well, that's a little passive aggressive. And Stacey's like, are you saying my breath stinks? She's like, well, no, I didn't say you. And she's like, well, I'm asking you, does it stink? And then she breathes into Ashley's face. I forgot about that. And Ashley's like, stop, stop. I just got rid of Gollum. Don't bring it back in my nose.
There's a lot of bacteria in there. That's a lot of bacteria. And she's like, bacteria? And Giselle says, I think it's internal. I think the breath is coming from her lower stomach.
And here's why I don't think that they're just, I don't think what that they're like coming up with a story. I think because they're like kind of laughing as they're saying it. It's like you can see they're like, you know, there's like a difference between being like shady in your interview versus like laughing because you know you're being so bad by admitting this truth, but like you're going to say it anyway. And like they're all laughing. She's like, what she said is coming from the lower stomach. And Angel's like, Linda goes, well, I don't know what was going on, but her mouth definitely greeted me before she greeted me. And then Stacey is saying, like, you know what? You know, I want to have a moment alone with you, Ashley, because I feel like when you two are together, it's like a tag team back again. I'm like, listen, Stacey, you had your moment alone with Ashley before and you stormed out.
Yeah. And Giselle's like, that's a lie. Don't start that bullshit, Stacey. Because she's like, I'm going to talk to you so you guys can't tag team me. She's like, that is a liar. That is a liar. And Giselle's like, we're trying to get to know her better. But her breath does stink. And Angel goes, yeah, that was a little tart. So they're cackling and high-fiving each other. So Stacey's like, well, I hope you can appreciate me showing up, even though that you accused me of things that I know are not true. I still came here tonight for you. Jesus told me to.
Okay, well, something smells fishy, and note that I'm not making a dig about your breath when I say that. And, like, I still move past that. So, like, why are you hiding anything?
Well, my question is, why do you have to be messy?
Well, you hide behind the word friend, and you have been lying to me since day one.
Well, you ask me and you talk to me then.
Well, I don't feel like I can come to you.
You've been shady to me since day one, Ashley.
Well, I don't feel like we can come to you and like authentically with you because you lie.
Oh, geez. So then we go back to Wendy and Kay, and Wendy's like, I asked you if you did your own makeup, and I said to them... And but then they hear the yelling and she goes, oh, my God, what's happening out there? And Ashley's like, you can get out of here with your size 11 shoes. Gallop away. OK, she starts galloping.
Teresa's like, we're missing all the fun.
Ashley loves coming for people's feet.
Yeah. So then Corey is there. That's was his name. Corey, was it AJ? I forget. But like it was what's her face is. What's her friend's face's friend? Stacey's friend, who we met last season, and he was great. He had like one scene last season, and we loved him. And so he comes in, and he's like, okay, you guys are too loud. And then Tia's like, what is happening out here? And Ashley's like, you've been lying. I'm sick of it. I've reached my limit. So Stacey's like, well, messy Ashley Darby, you're like a little imp. Imp.
Why are you being so messy? You're like a little imp. So good. So Sharice is like, we're missing all the fun. And so Corey's like, okay, what do you guys need to fix this? How are we going to fix this? Do you want to see the divorce papers? Do you need to see the document? And he's like, if she does that today, can we all have a good time together? There's a lovely woman over there doing backbends.
Well, I don't handle divorce like you do, Ashley. Ashley's like, well, it doesn't work
that way. You're in a full-grown woman. You are a full-grown woman who came into this group and misrepresented yourself.
You get your finger out of my face. You are the devil. Dun, dun, dun.
Messy devil.
The devil.
So funny. Really hilarious. Really great start to Potomac. Love to see it.
So good. Love it. Love to have it back. Laughed my ass off. Great show.
Yeah. So great. Thank you all for being here. We've got some Below Deck Med coming up later this week and all a bunch of housewives. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode. Oh, and there's Crappy Hour tonight, by the way. That's going to be happening at 5:30 West Coast, 8:30 East Coast. So join us there where we'll talk about all the new Bravo goss. And we also will bring some of you guys up on stage and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. Professor.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.